Now, this is a dictation for Sharon Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, July 2147, addressed as a letter to Dr. Russell Anderson, 875-A304. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow-up for Mrs. Carter. Bipolar disorder, lesion exposure in the past with renal failure. Also, probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension last visit in July. Denies hospital or emergency room visits. Has gained few pounds from the holidays. No vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain. Prior constipation resolved, no bleeding. No infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, denies incontinence. Minor edema, no ulcers or claudication symptoms. At home uses a walker. A recent fall at home when she tried to pick up something from the floor. No loss of consciousness. Did not go to the emergency room. Minor trauma to the left knee. Nothing to suggest fracture or dislocation. Denies chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Has not been using any oxygen or inhalers. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review for her bipolar disorder on Seroquel and Depakote. No more, she already is off lithium a long time ago. Takes no blood pressure medication, no anti-inflammatory agents. Today blood pressure 126/68, weight 214. Alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities. Lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, no abdominal distension, terminal ensomasis or ascites, minor edema, lower extremities. Next paragraph, chemistry, creatinine 2.4, December, GFR 20, presently electrolyte, acid-based nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, and no major anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD, stage 4, slowly progressive over time. No indication for dialysis. We do dialysis for symptoms and GFR less than 15. I usually send our patients for AV fistula for GFR less than 20. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Potassium acid base is stable. No evidence of valium overload or hyponatremia. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Albumin in the low side, monitor over time. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents, chemistry is on a regular basis. She lives at home with a son who has his own medical issues and a grandson, which is 16 years old, a boy. Come back on the next 3 months. All questions answered, end of dictation.